is not safe when they sin.
为什么人犯罪可以得救？
Why are men safe when we sin?
如果说天使是按神的大能被造有智慧的树林的活物，
if we say that angels are spiritual beings of wisdom created by God's
power, 人是按照神的形象被造有智慧有身体的这个灵肉和病的一个活物，
and man is a union between the spirit and the physical body created under the image of God.
天使有自由，
the angels are free.
人有自由，
men are free.
天使有道德的可能，
angels have ethics.
人有道德的可能，
men have ethics.
天使可以敬拜侍奉上帝，
the angels can worship and praise
人可以敬拜侍奉上帝，
God.
人可以敬拜侍奉上帝，
and men can worship and serve God.
天使可以被神所使用来执行上帝的旨意，
angels can be used by God to execute his plans.
人照样可以被神所使用来执行上帝的旨意，
it is the same manner for men.
天使可以有神的能力在他的身上遵行神的命令，
the angels can have the power of God within themselves to execute his will.
人照样有神的命令，有神的能力在我们身上，可以遵行神的作为。
In the same manner, we can have the power of God within us to do his will.
那么这样有许多的层次，我们与天使是相当相同的。
We can see that we are similar to the angels in many areas.
如果你问圣经有没有写天使是按照上帝的形象样式造的？
What about angels being created in the image of God?
我会回答你，圣经没有这样的词句出现。
I will tell you that the Bible never says that.
但是如果你问我，汤姆森，你信不信天使有上帝的形象样式？
But if you were to ask me if I believe that they are made in the image of God,
我要对你说，照我自己所归纳所相信的，我知道天使有上帝的形象样式。
But in my own summary and my own understanding, I think that angels have the image of God.
你的天使有对真理认知的可能。
Because they can understand the truth.
这是理性的功能。
This is reasoning power.
天使有爱神或者恨神的这种感情的可能。
They have emotional ability to love or hate God.
这是情感的功用。
And this is the function of our emotions.
天使有背叛上帝的可能。
It is possible for them to rebel against God.
意志的功用。
This is the function of will.
天使是有位根。
And so they have a status.
天使有永恒性的可能。
They have the ability to be eternal.
天使有智慧的可能。
They have the ability to be, have wisdom.
天使有道德性的可能。
They have the possibility of ethics.
从这些方面看， 我相信天使是有上帝的形象的样式。
So from all this, I think that angels have the image of God.
如果这样看的话， 人与天使更靠近了。
So we are even closer to the angels.
那不同的地方在哪里呢？
What is the difference?
人有肉身的身体， 天使没有。
Humans have a physical body, the angels do not.
人受了六大限制。
We have six big constraints in life.
我们在自然力的限制中间。
We are constrained by nature.
我们在空间的限制中间。
We are constrained by space.
我们在时间的限制中间。
We are constrained by time.
我们在物质的限制中间。
We are constrained by material.
我们在能力的限制中间。
We are constrained by our powers.
我们的生命从头到尾有很多的限制捆绑着我们。
There are many constraints in our life.
但是我们里面有无限的观念。
But there is a concept of eternity in our
hearts.
The concept of perfection. There is an understanding of
God.
All these help us to surpass all these constraints. There are many similarities between us and the angels. But the Bible says we are created a little lower than the angels. The life of an angel is higher than ours. The life of an angel is not as constrained as
ours.
Because we are physical, we have all these physical constraints. The angels do not have all these. But how does God treat the angel when they sin? And what about men? The Bible says he does not save the angels.
是不是呢？不是，他不救把天使。
He does not save the angels.
他只救把亚伯拉罕的后代。
He only saved Abraham's descendants.
所以这个不是指人的问题。
It is not a question of humanity.
从来没有全人类得救的这种教训在圣经里。
The Bible does not teach universal salvation.
上帝不救把天使。
God is not going to save the angels.
但是上帝救把亚伯拉罕的后代。
But Abraham's descendants.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
信心的人士。
That you will save the men of faith.
对神有顺从有信仰的人。
The people who believe in God.
这些人才是真正得救的人。
And these are the ones who will be saved.
我不以福音为耻，因为这福音本是上帝的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
The Bible says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it's the power of God to save all who believe. But these who believe are believe among men. Here it tells us that in humanity there are those who are saved. Although they have sinned, they can still be saved. But when the angels saved are sinned, they will not be saved. The question therefore is, why would God save some among men but not a single among the angels? How do we interpret this Bible? He does not save the angels, but Abraham's descendant. Abraham is a father of faith. The descendants of Abraham are all of the people who come to God in faith. They are submissive to God. They seek after God. They are people who respond and have faith in God.
If that
were the case, does that not mean that the angels does not have the possibility of faith? That's why they are not saved. The Bible doesn't talk about the faith of the angels. The Bible only talks about the faith of men.
所以堕落天使不可能得救是吗?
Is it the case that God did not give the fallen angels faith?
神把得救的信心赐给人，人就可以得救，是不是这样？
Or that God has given men who have seen the faith, that's why they can be saved.
当然，这里不能用信心作为决定是不是有被得救、被拯救或者不被拯救的这个因素。
We cannot use faith as the only criteria to absolutely decide this matter.
如果以信心作为得救不得救的基本因素的话，
if we use faith as the fundamental essence of whether a person is saved or not,
那我们就等于说的人本的因素来决定人可以不可以得救，不是神的恩典。
It means that we use man-based idea to understand and to determine salvation, and it's not from God.
在改教的时候,
when in, during the Reformation,
我们看到改教家从圣经的归纳起四个很大很大的原则。
The Reformation leaders give a four very important principles.
第一个原则叫做 sola scriptura.
The first one is sola scriptura.
一切的一切是根据神所启示的圣经。
Everything is based on the revealed word of God.
第二个是 sola gratia.
The second one is sola gratia. All things that come about because of the grace that God has given us.
Sola fide.
The third one is sola fide. All things comes about because of the faith that God has given to us because of His word.
This is soli Deo Gloria.
The last one is soli Deo Gloria.
一切的一切是要把荣耀归给我们的上帝。
Everything is to be given glory to God.
所以当这四点,
these four important principles, becomes the foundation of our system of faith. And because of that, we will not be shaken easily. Because we work according to the word of God. The faith that came from His word. And all this comes from His grace and not our works. If you think that faith is the only reason why you are saved, you do not understand the grace of God. Especially when we do not understand faith in accordance to the will of God, we become arrogant as men.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
所以我信嘛,
because I believe,
所以神一定要救我嘛,
so God must save
我的信心使他可以救我嘛,
me. My faith makes Him save me.
耶稣圣经好像有这样的知识点,
it seems that the Bible says
耶稣说你得救了，你的信救了你，你平安回去了，所以信救了他吗？
Jesus said, your faith has saved you, live in peace.
我很遗憾中文说因信得救，这个翻译是不对的。
The translation in Chinese is wrong.
因为保罗很敏感的这个事情，所以他说的因信称义的因，原文不是因，是借着信心我们称义了。In
the original transcript, it is not that because of faith you are saved, but through faith you are saved.
中国教会需要从头整顿我们的信仰。The
Chinese church needs to reorganize it.
我们要从人本的这种观念中间出来。 以神本的观念重新建立我们的信仰。
We must leave the man-centered idea of theology and become God-centered.
当该教教说我们因信而得救的时候，
When the Reformist says that we are saved through faith,
这是因为神的恩以后所产生的信仰,
it is a faith that comes after the grace of God.
这是因为神的道所建立起来的信仰,
and this is a faith that's established on the word of God.
不是罪人从他的本性中间, 他的自由要信什么,
it is not a result of the sinner's own free will to believe or not to believe.
所以当我们接这些圣经的时候,
when we understand this Bible,
他不救把天使,
he does not help the
injured.
But the Abraham's descendants.
亚伯兰怎么信上帝呢?
How did Abraham believe?
因为神启示给他,
because God revealed to him.
神呼召他,
God called him.
所以亚伯兰不止一人的时候, 上帝呼召他出来,
when he was alone, God called him out.
亚伯兰的信心对, 是对真神呼召产生回应的信心。
He is a faith that responded to the call of God. I cannot build salvation upon the faith of man alone. From a second area, how do we translate this Bible? He does not help the angels, but the descendants of Abraham. This means the sovereignty of God is not dependent on our faith. It's not the faith from a sinner that can create a salvation.
神说我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要拯救谁，我要施恩给谁就施恩给谁。
God says, I will have mercy upon whom I have mercy, and I will save whom I will save.
所以神的主权是神恩典赐给人的真正的基础。
The sovereignty of God is the real foundation of the salvation of God.
如果不是照着神自己的愿意的施恩, 就没有一个人可以领受上帝的恩典。
It is not because of the grace of God, no, not one of us can receive it.
你把这个问题解决了以后,
when you understand this,
我们就进到第三个层面来了。
We can look into it in the third areas.
人被造是在灵与肉 合在一起的这种货物的状况的中间。
Man is created in a state where we are a combination of the spirit and the body.
所以我们与天使不一样。
This is the difference between us and the angels.
天使被造是直接在灵的纯洁的这个观念的里面, 在这个本质的里面。
The angels were created in a pure spiritual essence.
所以呢我们有肉身的蒙蔽。
So we have a physical body. We are blocked by a physical body. And we cannot see God so easily. But the angels can see God directly and serve God right in front of them. So it's different. When angels sin,
then 在他面前可见的神面前,
there are no obstacles between them and God, and they purposely sin.
在灵里,
in spirit,
直接见到神,
they can see God directly.
在永恒的状况中间,
in eternity,
在毫无限制的情形中间,
there are no constraints for them.
他抵挡上帝,
they were rebelling.
这些犯罪的天使,
angels like that who have sinned, God does not give them the chance of repentance.
那么你说人呢?
What about men?
人不一样,
we are different.
人是在有肉身蒙蔽、肉身遮蔽的这个灵性混合体的中间生活。
We are living in a combination of the physical body and the spiritual body.
所以我们不能直接见到神,
we cannot see God directly.
像约伯说的, 我知道他存在, 却不知道他在哪里。
Like Job said, I know that he lives, but I do not know where he is.
那你说人原先被造的状况是这样吗?
Were we created like that?
当然原先被造的状况, 亚当很可能就直接活在神的面前。
Possibly if Adam lived directly in front of God.
所以在这一天里面我们进到第二个观念的看法,
we can look at it from the second angle.
撒旦犯罪以前, 是没有人试探他的。
Before Satan has sinned, nobody tempted him.
亚当犯罪以前, 是有试探来到他这里的。
By Adam's sin because of temptation.
这是第二个不同的地方。
This is the second difference.
亚当犯罪以前,
before Adam sinned,
有蛇试探他,
the serpent tempted him.
所以他就在神的道同蛇的话的中间。
He was between the word of God and the serpent.
撒旦犯罪以前,
but before Satan sinned,
天使抵挡神以前,
before the angels rebelled,
没有两方面的选择的可能。
There was no choice.
他只有神的话在他的心中。
They only have the word of God in their heart.
反叛的时候,
but when they rebel,
就不得不把自己站在抵挡神的故意犯罪的主动者的身份来犯罪。
They become the initiator of sin.
所以这样呢, 我们在犯罪的时候是掉在试探的中间。
When we sin, we fall into temptation.
天使犯罪的时候是把自己直接成为抵挡神的恶者。
But angels oppose God directly.
所以呢，撒旦没有受任何他之外的事物，或者其他的被造的更高的事物来试探他。
Satan was not tempted by anything greater than him.
而亚当受试探的时候，是受了比他更高的抵挡的神被摔下来的灵体的遮盖和欺骗来犯罪。
But Adam was sinned after being tempted by a being that is higher than him that has fallen from the grace of God. This is different. When you look at these two areas, we can express it in simpler terms. The angels sin in eternity. But man did not sin in eternity. Angels sin directly against God.
人犯罪是因为蒙蔽了，没有看见神自己的形象，受试探而犯罪。
Man sinned because of temptation and because we are blinded by our circumstances.
天使与神的关系是直接的。
The relationship between the angels and God is direct.
抵挡神也是直接的。
When they oppose God, they oppose the same directly.
当人犯罪抵挡神的时候，是有中介之体，有蛇成为天使堕落以后对人的试探的这个媒介。
When men sin, there's an intermediary, and that's the serpent.
所以这样的神顾念我们的本体不过是尘土。
And God took care of the fact that we are made of dust.
我们活在暂时中间受了试探。
We were tempted in temporal world.
所以神就愿意怜悯这些人，这些可怜的人。
And God has grace on all these pathetic human beings.
那么这些人哪一种人，在这个人群中间，哪一些能够得罪神的救赎呢？
Whom among the people can be saved?
就是那些用信心超越限制的这群人。
And there is a people who surpasses their constraint with their faith.
我们在肉身中,
we are living physically.
我们在物质中,
in a material world.
我们在时间中,
within time.
我们在空间中,
within space.
但当我们对这位永活的神产生回应的时候,
but when we respond to the ever living God,
我们就是用信心突破这些方面。
Through our faith, we break through all the constraints.
这样呢, 我们受试探的暂时的状况中,
in this manner, we are tempted within the temporal state.
我们信心的时候是超越暂时的状况。
But our faith surpasses this temporal state.
向永恒的神发出回应。
We responded to the eternal God.
亚伯兰的后裔,
the descendants of Abraham.
就是有信心向神回应的人。
Are those people who have the faith to respond to God.
神不救把天使,
God is not going to save the angels.
神救把亚伯兰的后裔,
but the descendants of Abraham.
因为这些人向亚伯兰要用信心的超越同突破来到永生的上帝的面前。
Because like Abraham, these people broke through their constraint with their faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们稍微了解为什么上帝不救把天使，只救把亚伯兰的后代。
So we can have some understanding why God would not save the angels but the descendants of Abraham.
接下来我们要有关的再提到一个很重要的事情。
There is a very important related theme.
就是人在怎样的状况中间可能从最中间被释放出来呢？
How can we possibly be delivered from sin?
只有一个可能,
there's only one possibility.
当他还在肉身的时候,
and that is when he's still in physical
state.
Listen to
this. 他有这个可能以信心来得到神的救赎。
We can only have the possibility of having the faith to have the salvation when we are in a physical state.
虽然这个信心的本身是因为神的道产生出来的果效。
But this faith, although this faith came from the word of God,
那么如果这个人离开了有肉身的这个暂时的状态之后，难道这个可能性就没有了吗？
What about when this person leaves the physical body?
是的。
Yes.
我相信这个可能性就没有了。
I think there's no possibility after that.
所以当福音派的人接受到一个问题的时候，
when the evangelicals are asked a question,
人家问你死了以后还有得救的机会吗？
Is there a possibility of salvation after that?
死了以后还能听见福音吗？
Can you still hear the gospel after that?
死了以后还可以悔改吗？
Can you repent after that?
一个人死了以后什么都看清楚了，他一定悔改的，我告诉你。
He will surely repent after he died because he will realize that was real.
他知道天塌下来这么好，地那么不好，怎么不悔改？他一定悔改。
He will repent when he understands heaven and earth.
所以圣经没有告诉我们人死了以后还有得救的机会。
But the Bible does not tell us that we can be saved after death.
所以保罗说我在肉身活着，我信他是上帝的儿子，他是爱我，为我舍己。
The Apostle Paul says, I live in the body and I believe in him. He loves me and gives of himself.
为什么保罗要说我的肉身中尊，或者是信他是上帝的儿子？
Why the Apostle Paul says, I'm living in the body to believe that he's the Son of God?
为什么保罗要说他是爱我，为我舍己呢？
Why did Paul say he loved me and gave of himself?
为什么彼得要说他亲身担当我们的罪呢？
Why did the Apostle Peter say he bear our sins himself?
所以这些圣经里面所有的圣经界隐藏着一个贯彻始终一个奥秘在其中。
There is a consistent mystery within all this.
这个奥秘是什么呢?
What is this mystery? The relationship between salvation and the physical body. The relationship between salvation and the physical body.
我们被造有肉身,
because we are created physical, that's why we are, it is possible for us to have this grace. Perhaps you are listening to this for the first time.
因为我们被造有肉身,
because we are created physical. That's why we can have
salvation.
In Christianity, therefore, the physical body has a value different from all other faiths.
在别的文化里面,
in other culture, the physical body is a burden.
是个臭皮囊,
it's a smelly shell.
在别的宗教里面,
in other faith, our physical body is a prison. It is as if the spirit is trapped within the prison of the body. This is Hinduism. And Pythagoras. And Buddhism. So when we die, it's a liberation. Because the body traps us. But the Christians do not look at this. You must glorify God in your living body. Because you are purchased with heavy price. Your body is the temple of God. Your body is the place where the Holy Spirit lives. You must give your body as a living sacrifice. You must give your body as a tool of righteousness. Your entire body is a glorification tool for God. There is such a big difference between Christianity and all other faith relationship with the body. I believe all these are related to this passage. He's not going to save the angels. The angels are not physical. Only Abraham's descendants. Because they have a physical body. Physical body is important. Do not hate your body. It doesn't matter how ugly or how thin or fat or how sick you are. If your spiritual life is good but you have a weak body, how do you serve him?
If
how can I send my spirit and not my physical body here?
如果我说下个礼拜我身体不来，我的灵来，我来你一定跑掉。
If I say next week physically I'm not here but my spirit is here, you'll be afraid.
我们的肉身中间侍奉上帝。
We serve God within our physical body.
肉身不应当是一个累赘。
It should not be our burden.
肉身不是一个咒诅。
It's not a curse.
肉身不是一个捆绑。
It's not a constraint.
肉身不是一个监牢。
It's not a prison.
这个肉身是神的殿。
It is a temple of God.
所以在肉身之中我们得着神的恩典。
In the physical body we receive his grace.
所以当一个孩子生出来的时候,
when a child is born,
感谢上帝,
you give thanks to God.
因孩子上帝的赏赐,
because it's an inheritance from God.
怀着孩子神给我们的产业,
and this is an inheritance that God gave us. And this came to us.
少年的肩带中间,
and he will be built in his generation. It is the grace of God that we have a physical body. Within these few decades of our physical existence, it seems that we are constrained. Because you have a physical body, you can be saved. The Bible doesn't say that. But implicitly in the Bible, after you leave the world, you will not be saved. Paradoxically, you think about it. If I cannot listen to the gospel after I die, if I cannot repent after I die, if I cannot be saved after I die, It means that I can be saved because I'm alive.
如果我还活着的时候可以得救,
While I'm still alive, I can be saved.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们还有这个身体,
because I have a physical
body. 因为我还有这个身体可以得救,
How do I explain this?
亚伯兰的后代都有身体的,
all descendants of Abraham had bodies. But not all who have bodies are descendants. So here it's not a physical descendant. It refers to the descendants of faith. A person who has a faith to respond to God were once physical. The physical body's importance can be seen here.
为这缘故,我们的肉身中间犯罪, 就应当在肉身的阶段的范围中间解决罪的问题。
When we sin physically in our physical body, we ought to solve the problem of sin in the physical.
这一句最重要的话出来了。
The most important point is here.
我们在肉身中间犯罪。
When we sin in the physical body,
我们就要在肉身的期限中间解决罪的问题。
Within the time space of our physical existence, we need to solve it.
肉身是暂时的,
because the physical is temporal. In temporal, we sin and we are against the eternal God.
我们如果不在暂时中间解决的问题, 罪就带到永远里面,
if we cannot solve our problem in this temporal state, we bring the sin into eternity without a means to repent.
所以我们在肉身中间犯罪,
we sin in a physical body.
我们在暂时的状况中间犯罪,
we sin in a temporal state.
我们就应当在暂时的状况中间解决罪的问题,
and in this temporal state, we want to solve the problem of sin.
那神的救赎就临到一个人的身上,
and the salvation of God is upon
him. 见到什么呢?
Through what?
照样借着肉身,
again through the physical body.
借着基督道成肉身,
through the physical body of Jesus Christ.
所以你看见肉身在基督教里面多么重要吗?
So you see the importance of the body in Christianity.
我们在肉身中间犯罪,
we sin in the body.
我们在肉身中间抵挡神,
we rebel in our body.
肉身成为一个拦阻,
it becomes our obstacle.
但肉身也成为一个过段而已,
but it also is a process only.
所以我们在肉身中间犯罪, 就在肉身中间解决罪的问题, 免得暂时的变成永恒的。
We need to solve our sin in the temporal body and not bring it into eternity.
有一只鸡 跑来跑去,
there's a chicken that ran here and there.
那么我们神学院正在铺地板,
in our seminary, we were just cementing
正在铺水泥的地板,
the floor. We were cementing
这水泥还没有干以前,
before the cement dries,
这个鸡跳来跳去就把它脚印印在上面了,
the chicken left its prints on the cement.
那个时候这个做工的快快再把它弄平,
the construction workers flatten it again.
但是后来呢,
by the end,
等整片的草场做好的以后,
when we finished the whole place,
有几个地方有鸡印在那里,
there were a few imprints of the
为什么呢?
Chicken. Why?
因为他还没有干以前忘记弄清楚,
because he didn't clear it before it dries out.
留印记到永远了, 你明白吗?
So he let the print stay
forever. 我想这个比喻帮助你明白了,
this analogy will help you.
暂时中间下了印,
in temporal state we have an imprint.
下在哪里呢? 下在一个会干了, 永远不能改的水泥的性质上面。
The imprint is as if it's on a cement.
他这个鸡脚下印的时候,
when the chicken's feet is on it,
是暂时的,
it's temporal.
那个印的不是印在普通的事情上,
but it is not a print on a normal surface.
印在会干了不改变永远成型的水泥的上面,
it was on a cement that will dry and stay forever.
那为什么在别的水泥上不留印呢?
What about other cement?
因为别的水泥已经成型了,
because the other cement have hardened.
别的水泥还是潮湿的,
but this one is still wet.
这个鸡不知道水泥不水泥潮湿不潮湿, 它跳来跳去,
and this chicken is just moving anywhere he wants.
它跳到的时候,
when it reaches the cement,
工人快快弄平它,
the construction worker will flatten it.
一个地方工人没有看到, 没有弄平它,
and didn't clean it up.
所以呢第二天早上,
the second day,
水泥干的时候呢,
when the cement hardened,
几个鸡爪子印在那里,
there were a few imprints of the chicken.
留了20多年在那里,
for two over decades,
只要跳一次,
just once,
留20年,
for two over decades.
你怎么可能?
How can this be?
这不公平嘛,
it's not fair.
犯罪5分钟, 刑罚最多也是5分钟就是了,
I've sinned for 5 minutes, I should be punished just for 5 minutes.
为什么犯罪一下子要在地里永远受苦呢?
Why should we suffer forever in hell?
这不是几分钟对几分钟的公义问题,
and this is not a formula of time.
问题你的暂时中间你印在永恒的本质的东西的事情,
the question is when you sin, you are imprinting on eternity.
所以我们要谨慎生活,
so we need to live cautiously.
我们在肉身中间只有活几十年, 生。
We only live for a few decades.
这是一生要好好生活。
We need to live a good life.
你就把你这个一生活带到永恒中间去。
And we can bring it into eternity.
在几十年里犯罪生活。
But when we sin within these few
decades, 你的罪就带到永远过去。
We bring the sin into eternity.
那个就是中国人所了解的一失足成什么两天恨，是不是呢？ 什么一失足成千古恨？为什么呢？暂时跟永恒的关系，中国人早就暗中把它描写出来。The
Chinese understood this when they say that if you make a mistake, you can suffer for the rest of your life.
所以神解决这个问题。God
solved this problem.
要你在肉身中间悔改。And
want us to confess and repent.
要你在肉身中间信耶稣基督。Within
our physical body, we believe in Jesus.
要你在肉身那个短暂的时刻里面解决罪的问题。
In this temporal state, we solve the problem of sin.
否则你把罪带到永恒去。Or
you bring it into eternity.
永不得赦免。And
you will not be forgiven.
那为了使你的罪可以得赦免，还是要另外一个肉身来代替。
In order to solve your sin, another physical body must take this.
所以耶稣就道成肉身。And
Jesus came in flesh and blood.
亲自成为血肉的身体。He
took on a body of flesh and blood.
凡是与弟兄一样。And
was the same with all
of us. 我上个礼拜对你说，这是形象的形象的被动的形象。
And last week we said it's the image behind the image.
我们被造是像上帝。We
are created in the image of God.
耶稣到世界来做人像我们，你看像样不像样？And
Jesus came to be like us.
我们应当像上帝，后来不像样，他再造我们的不像样，像我们的样。
We are created like He was created in our imperfect image.
所以 He was created.
He took on our imperfect image.
所以我们不像上帝的样。
We are not like the image of God.
耶稣照样像我们的样来变成不像样的人类。
He took on this image of imperfection.
我永远不明白这个爱是大到这个地步。
And this love is so great.
可耶稣基督需要成为肉身。
When Jesus need to become.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他从永恒来到暂时的世界中。
Because he came from eternity into temporal.
就以暂时的肉身来代替这些在暂时的肉身中间犯罪的。
And he took a temporal body to take our place.
在暂时的中间把罪解决了。
And he solved the problem of sin in the temporal
world.
So that sin will not be brought into eternity.
这样看,
the existence of the physical body is of great value. Thanks be to God that we are human
beings.
If God made you an angel, although you are a bit higher, once you sin, that's the end of it.
我不知道别的解经要怎么样解这件事情。
I'm not sure how other people explain this.
But
I took several decades just to think about
this.
He does not save the
angels.
Only Abraham's descendants.
亚伯兰是怎样的人?
What kind of person was Abraham? He was the father of faith. What kind of faith did he have? It's a faith that responded to eternal God in the temporal world. A person who worked for eternity within his physical world. Moses understood
this.
In his great prayer,
他说,
he said that may you establish what my hands have
done.
May you establish the work of my hands.
我若不带着活人之意这些耶和华的恩惠，我早就上当了。
If I cannot see the grace of God Jehovah within the living, I am in trouble.
诗人大卫这样表达。
The psalmist David says that.
明白的,
he understood. In the process of physical body. In our life here. We must solve the problem of sin. We grab the grace of God. Like the existentialist. To grab this moment. But the understanding is superficial.
基督徒的抓住这一刹那, 因为我们知道这一刹那跟永恒的关系是神的旨意定的原则，我们要去遵守。
The Christian grabs the moment right now because he understands the relationship between the moment and the eternal will of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
为什么提到基督自己成为血肉的身体?
Why the Bible says that Jesus became flesh and blood?
特别见到死,
especially through death.
打败长时间的魔鬼,
he defeated Satan who holds death.
拯救一生因为怕是做奴仆的人,
and freed those who all their lives were held in slavery.
接下来又在说他凡事有弟兄一样的,
and then again he says he's the same as all the brothers.
不救把天使只救把亚伯兰的后代,
because he does not help the angels but Abraham's descendants.
为我们成了忠信的大祭司,
and he became a faithful great priest for us.
这样的第9章第14节就告诉我们,
chapter 9 verse 14 tells us,
基督接着一次把自己借着永远的灵献给上帝。
To once he gave his eternal spirit to God. In his physical body, he took on our sin.
在肉身中,
in his body,
在暂时中,
in the temporal state,
道成肉身的这几十年,
within these few decades of his life.
就是历史里面的暂时怎么解决历史中间所有引到永恒的罪的问题。
And he solved all the problems for all generations within this temporal time space.
唯一的一段时间,
the only unique time.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
基督在历史上的得胜,
the victory that Jesus had in history. It was a victory as a representative of man. His victory in history. Was a victory of representative of the physical victory of man. His victory in history. Was a victory that can be brought into eternity for all life. And in Hebrews, you see it several times. One sacrifice has an eternal function. One sacrifice. One completion. And will lead us into eternity. This tells us a relationship between the
sacrifice.
All other faith does not understand this.
圣经告诉我们,
only the Bible tells us. God made us in temporal world. We have a responsibility towards eternity. The wise man will treat his temporal world with eternity. And God calls Jesus to come into the temporal world. It means that the eternal God loves this temporal world. Within his temporal existence, Jesus Christ took on our sin that we commit in physical body. His victory in the temporal world. His victory in humanity. He did it once and he brought us into eternity. Thanks be to God. Because of this, those who are still alive should treat our body
precious.
Should use our body to serve him well. Those who preach the gospel. When they are still physical, let them hear the gospel. Because within these few decades, it decides the eternity for us. If you receive within this few years, for eternity you are saved. If you miss it within these few years, you'll bring your sin into eternity. May the Lord have mercy on us. I want to stop
here.
May the love of God inspire us so that we love him more and serve him more. I want to be your example.
活在世界肉身还有功效的一天，我一定尽他所能做的来为主工作。
When I'm still physical within these several decades, I'll try my best to serve him.
现在宋博士跟我不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between Dr. John Sung and me.
他已经没有肉身侍奉主。
He is no longer physical.
所以他不能再帮助这个世代。
He cannot save this generation.
我还能。
I still can.
你也还能。
You can still do the same.
那么你怎么利用你的时间？
How would you use your time?
你怎么利用你的暂时？
What about your temporal
state?
Within these few decades, how do you serve him?
有一个人对我说,
a person said to me,
我感到生命没有意思,
I feel that my life is meaningless.
主啊, 快快取我回去,
oh Lord, take me away fast.
不然我自杀算了,
or I kill myself.
我说你根本不能,
I said, you cannot do this.
他问我为什么,
why?
你知道吗,
do you know this?
你还有这些年日, 这是大的恩典。
All these years are given to you based on the grace of God.
如果你真的求主给你续，他就听你的话，把你生命拿掉的话，
if the Lord listened to you and take away your life,
你要回来帮助这世界上的人，已经没有可能了。
It is not possible for you to help anyone in your generation.
趁着今日，
so you to take care of your time,
还可以做工的时候，
while you still can work,
快快做工。
You should work hard.
趁着你的肉身,
when you have a physical body,
还可以为主奔跑的时候奔跑,
when you still can run for the Lord, do it.
趁着你的年日,
for the time of your life,
还有衰老可以做见证的做见证,
before you are old, you can give testimony.
趁着你的朋友,
when your friends
are still old,
let them listen to the gospel and repent.
因为神不救把天使,
because God is not going to save the angels.
天使没有肉身,
the angels are not physical.
天使在永恒中间犯罪,
they sin in eternity.
天使直接抵挡神,
it opposes God directly. They were not tempted. They sin completely based on themselves. You sin because of temptation. And God is willing to take care of the fact that we are made of dust. And He wants you to solve the problem of sin in temporal state. May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord help us. Let us pray.
主啊, 我感谢你, 你给我身体, 主啊, 我感谢你, 给我侍奉的可能。 主啊，我感谢你给我在暂时中间受时间、空间、物质、受这个能力、受被造界的自然力一切的捆绑。主啊，我感谢你这些的捆绑，虽然使我不能看见你，虽然不能直接面对你，我却在暂时中间得到一个可能性，就是你把救恩赐给我，使我在暂时中间解决罪的问题，回到你面前。主啊，我恳求你今天打开我的眼睛。 给我看见你圣经中间所描写的、所启示出来的、所教导出来真理的奥妙，好叫我趁着今日为主做美好的工作。主啊，求主用这样的大恩大爱、这样的真理同智慧，启发我们每一个人，给我们趁着还有今天，要好好侍奉主、荣耀主、领人归主。就许多人不把罪带到永远的状态中间去。主啊，你听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，求主垂听。 当我们低头闭眼睛的时候，有哪个人说：“主啊，我感谢你，今天我听见这句话，我有一些的明白，我感谢你，我有一些的醒悟，我感谢你，我愿意在今生、有生之年好好侍奉主，好好爱主。”有这样的人，请你把手举起来。有哪一个人呢？感谢上帝，感谢上帝。如果我们没有这个肉身，我们就没有得救的可能。也基督成了肉身，为我们担当了罪的刑罚。感谢上帝。